On Saturday, 17th September, more than 1,000 people from across Cape Town's poorest neighborhoods gathered to demand decent housing.
We live in shacks. We have no toilets, no proper houses, no electricity because of the conditions we are living under. There are people who are suffering from ETB, HIV and AIDS.
As a new government, as a new country, we're expecting our own government to deliver according to the promises that they made in the campaign during 1994.
More than 10 years after non-racial elections in South Africa, millions of poor and working people are still waiting for decent housing. It's estimated that 7.5 million people in urban areas live in shacks. Here in Cape Town, a small minority of African and colored people have become wealthy enough to move to the upscale neighborhoods at the foot of Table Mountain. But the majority still live in apartheid-era townships on the Cape Flats. The African National Congress-led government was voted into power in 1994 on a platform that promised healthcare, water, electricity, and houses to all South Africans. But halfway into its first mandate, South Africa changed direction. Adopting neoliberal policies inspired by the IMF and World Bank, the ANC turned to attracting foreign investment, fighting inflation, and controlling social spending. While these policies have produced 4 and 5% GDP growth and privatized many valuable state assets, there are communities that have still not seen a single house built. Mzonke Boni lives in QQ section, Khayelitsha.
The area, we've got 900 houses and which accommodate up to 3,000 people, and you'll find out where people, all of those 3,000 people only depend on 6 steps for the area.
The ANC's change in policy also had an impact on how housing and other social projects are built. Neoliberal economic planning demands that any infrastructure built to improve the townships, electrification, water pipes, sewage, houses, all of these projects have to pay for themselves, or rather the poor and working class people of the townships have to pay for them. One such housing development is in East Ridge, a colored neighborhood of Mitchell's Plain.
We have obtained these houses from a company named Cape Town Community Housing, which is 50 council, 50 private company.
Shamila Fredericks is an East Ridge resident who was threatened with eviction last week. She explains the circumstances.
The whole thing was based on a pack of lies, because when we applied for these homes, they told the impression we got was that they told us you save 50 rand, 150, 250, 350, and that's the rent you will be paying until your house is finished. And then when we moved in, the rent just escalated, and we are now up to 800-900 a month, which we obviously can't afford as this is low-cost housing.
Residents in many Cape Flats communities have fought back, with marches and petitions, by barricading major highways and burning tires, and by simply reinstalling people in their homes once the sheriffs are gone. And residents have often won. In several areas, there have been no attempts to evict people for almost 2 years. But the banks and developers and the city are still evicting people from other communities. As Saturday's rally broke up, activists burned mock coffins, labeled banks and ANC councillors, in the street outside Oliver Tambo Hall. They said the next step would be to return to their communities and share what was happening around the city. Many said they would boycott upcoming local elections.
Here today, we're here to take action. And then next week or next of next week, we're embarking on the action.